Zion, Nisan, Toshanayan Ches. Okay, so everybody heard of Chomech Avrelav Pesach. Go over a few principles. In the Mishnah, actually, there's a Mandi Yomar that Chomech Avrelav Pesach that a Yid was either Bal Yorah Bal Yimotzei on is actually Osir Lachar's Mano. It's called Nidiyoraisa. There's a special lav. We do not paskin like that. We paskin that Minat Torah it's Mutter. And Midrabonon, it's a knas. Now the Loshon is a knas because it was over by Yerub Al Yimotze. However, the Mishnah Brura, and now it's diyunim if he was if he was a shaygeik for sure, they were geyser also. That's clear in the Rambam and the Mishnah Brura and the Shulchan Aruch. But the question is, sometimes there's an oinus gomur, and is that ever a heter for Chomech Avrelav Pesach? We're talking now, even if he was over by Rabbi Yimotzei, but it was an Einus Gomor. So it's sometimes it's a tziruf. There are tshuvas that allow to be. The point is, it's a knas. It's not even an issur derabbanon per se. It's a knas for violating. Now, the Gemara says that, or the Rosh rather says that if you mevatel, so the Gemara's lashon is because you're Rabbi Yimotzei. The Rosh says, well, if you were mevatel, then you're not over by Rabbi Yimotzei anymore, even though you were over the din drabonon that you have to be boidik or mevayer also. So lechora, there's no knas of asrin chamer shavuot pesach, but the Rosh brings down a machlekes in Yerushalmi. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that even if you're mevatel and you violated, that's a pashtus, you're mevatel and you violated the Issa Rabbanon of Bedik and Biur, so also there's a Knas Rabbanon of Chomech Avrelav Pesach. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokes achrayim if you did Bedik and Bittel, but you found Chomets. Some say, late plug, it's finished, it's also Chomech Avrelav Pesach, even with Bittel and Bedika, and some say, hey, you know, I did what I could. That's the Mishnah Berurah's Lashon. He did what he was supposed to do. He was Vavatel and he was Baidik. So, my Havalei Lameva is the Lashon. So, how could there be a Knas? Because, again, it's a Knas. It's not like an Issa D'Rabbanan, it's a Knas. That's why I'll already say something I hold very strongly. Maybe not so strongly. No, I hold it with. The question is if it's mutter b'achila. Also, the Mishnah Berurah's mashmah is only mutter b'hano, but you should even have some meruba only. It's not so clear with the Mishnah Berurah. He does bring down a machlekes, but I hold there's a very big. There are people that don't sell their chametz. Okay, there's good reasons not to. Maybe there are, maybe there aren't. The grower, etc., etc. But not to buy chametz from a store that sold its chametz, even if you wouldn't sell your chametz, I hold it's ridiculous, if you ask me, because it's a knas. So who are you canceling? The storekeeper went to the Rav sold the chametz, it's a time-honored tradition. So even if you want to be machmer, not sell your chametz, but who are you being kindness? The Rav, you're being kindness. The guy, you're being kindness. The storekeeper, you're being kindness. There's no knas here. He sold his chametz in the time-honored way, and therefore it seems to me, and I don't like this whole nefach or pesach business and nitchenach or pesach business, and even if you don't sell your chametz, but because the nature of the isra of chametz of pesach is a knas, so it doesn't seem to me that it's shayach to apply the knas to a storekeeper that sold his chametz the way you're supposed to sell your chametz. If you chayshid the mechira to a guy, if you ever saw, you know, you want to sell your box of crackers in your closet and your house is locked, or the guy is not going to come to your house to get the cracker. So, you know, okay. But a store is a very serious mechira. They sit with the guy, and especially, a lot of stores are closed on Pesach. You do have stores that just cover up those shelves, it's true, and the store remains open. But certainly, but still, it's very serious. The Rav takes it seriously. The guy takes it seriously. It's not like a joke when you're selling a store and merchandise. And it's not like that. So there's no one to cancel. And therefore, I hold it's wrong to shy away from buying in a store that sold its chametz. It's wrong not only because there's no one to cancel. So it's not even shayach to be machmir. That's what I'm saying. It's not shayach to be machmir. It's a knas. And there's no knas here. Everybody did what they were supposed to do. More than bedik and bittel. Even more bedik and bittel, the shitas. Here you sold it and it's... So that's a... Again, the nature is a knas, and therefore I think that this is a valid taina. Okay. Okay, we move on now to... my opinion.